This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsit Pai Luis Inchpesek. How are you, Chris?
I am wonderful, Jano. How are you today?
Oh, I tell you what, my brother, I am so excited about the show because we are going to have Huri Gebeshyan. She's in Rio right now.
How cool.
And she's going to be filling us in on how things are down there and how she's taken the Olympics by storm, man.
Yes.
Everyone's talking about her. It's unbelievable.
She's making history all over the place. It's cool for Armenia and for the whole world of gymnastics.
Wow.
It's great.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, I think we're going to have Huri on right now, and she's going to have a couple of the guys, too. I think she just text messaged me. So
very cool. Let's do it.
Let's see if we can get her on. And this is really exciting. We are actually going to be calling
live
Rio right
Rio.
Now. Yeah. And
this is
get an update
from Rio de Janeiro.
And this is so great because Huri has been a guest on our show before. So this is like, this is our pal. We've got Huri Gebeshyan, and we've got our Olympic team. We got two other Olympic members.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Artur Davatyan and Harutyan Merdinyan. It's great. And Harutyan's going to be in the finals this coming weekend.
That's really cool. Wow. We are very lucky.
Inchurachink, guys. Shadurachink.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Inchpesek, amen inchokeyehon. Rio inmech.
Amen inchatlava.
Man, inch.
Amen inchlava urachalea vor. Mer Harut Merdinyan. Եզրափակիչը դուրս եկե, կմասնակցի ամսի 14-ին, հուսով ենք, որ ինքը կգրավի, կապ չունի որտեղը, մեր համար արդեն էտի հաղթանակ կլինի։
Բրավո Հարությամ, բրավո, ամեն ինչ ցեզի գնային կոր և ինչ ուրախ ենք ամեն Հայաստան, միջև ամերիկա, մենք շատ մարդ ունենք Բրազիլ, շատ հայեր, որ մեր շոուը գլսեն և իրենք շատ ուրախ պիտլան։ Ասեք, ինչպես սկսավ ասիգա, ինչպես ան առաջին օրեն միջև հիմա, շատ հույս ունենք, որ մեր ասկը ասանք ինչ ուրախ դարձավ ձեզի դեսնել, առաջին օրը, opening ceremony են կալեցիքներ, ինչ ուրախ ենք, դա ուրախ ենք ձեզ մե։
So, ինչպես կսկասքոր ամեն
շատ լավ ենք մեզ զգում, շատ ուրախ ենք, որ Ռիոյում ենք հիմա, որ աշխատում ենք լավ արդյունքներ ցույց տանք, որ մեր հայ ազգն էլ ուրախանա, թե Երևանում գտնվող հայերը, թե Ամերիկայի Միացյալ Նահանգներում, բոլորին ողջունում ենք ու փորձում ենք լավ արդյունքներ ցույց տանք, որ մեր հայ ազգը ուրախանա։
Okay. Artur, tuna voti mechnes, inch gertzarenel as vot exercise head.
Tun inch besser ari.
Yes, arachi satka lava aretsi, yegros satka ugaki chstatsav, eli sportayn anajoghutuner et eli.
Right.
Vor normal turnay im zevo vonts vor yes parapunki vagh tarnumey, yes yezrapakich yes el dus kgay.
And Kichma grade zeta gdes nank or mengastel gti den korne Kichma shad tushvar grade zer gudangor points er anchab turin chen dargor gdes nek koraniga hima shad
ti vera shad
very conservative
yeah
the love
shad partzer che ti vera
sari
Դե
դատավորներից է կախված, իրանք ոնց են գնահատում, ճիշտ ասած երևի պետք է շատ լավ անես, որ բարձր գնահատականի հա արժանանաս, ուղղակի երկրորդ սատ կարտուրի, որ չստացվեց, մի փոքր դրա համար գնահատականը ցածր էր երևի։
Shalav, shalav. So harut yan tun hima, as shapada amene the kumiket inch gran snigor as ya khentalik palma bitness finals nerum matchness inch exciting as ya.
Ha, amsi 14-ին եմ ֆինալին մասնակցելու։ Միս թվում է կհաջողվի վարժությունս լավ կատարեմ, որ մրցանակային տեղերի համար պայքարեմ։ Շատ ուրախ եմ, ես էլ եմ շատ ուրախ, որտեվ առաջի անգամ է օլիմպիական խաղերին, որ մասնակցում եմ։ Փորձեմ լարված չլինեմ շատ, որ կարողանամ լավ վարժությունս մինչև վերջ կատարեմ։
Hech Gunaskur Bargil?
So,
took him a opening ceremony to Gukale Gorne. Ինչպես կսկայեք որ, I mean, just ուրախ էիք, կիրեմ որ ուրախ էիք
այդ։ Yes, so for the opening ceremonies, I was actually the only one out of us three that got to walk in it. The boys had to compete the following morning, so they weren't able to walk.
Oh, I got gotcha. Unfortunately. I got you.
But I can tell you all about it after you guys are done.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, Harutyan, you're now facing Tunhima Kani Martu Tembi as finals Neru Mechnes.
Hima final in Masnak Selua Utoki. Yes, Apachum. Utohoki. Utits Arten Amena Barzer Genata Kanstatsova Gravi Olympiakan Champion Gadarna. Gravi Arachiter.
Wow, wow. So, as Uten. By the end of can you come Iraru Tembi Kharak vor final
ASI 14-ին վերջնական կորոշվի ֆինալը այդ օրնա լինելու վերջնական կորոշի ով է հաղթող դառնալու
ինչ ուրախ ենք ինչ excited ենք
Ես էլ եմ շատ ուրախ եմ։
Քիա գգացեմ։
Առիցել ուզում ենք օգտվելով ուզում ենք շնորհավորենք Հուրին, որ ինքը թազա վարժություն է կատարե։ Շնորհավորենք, որովհետև դա մեր պատիվն էլ է։ Սա ասել ախանում ենք, որ հայ մարմնամարզիկը կամ չգիտեմ, մի հատ թազա ինչ որ տարա արե, որը որ գրանցվել է հայի ազգանունով, անունով։
Ուրախալի է, դուզ մենք շնորավոր ենք, ուրին, շնորավոր ուրջան։ Ինչա որ, կիտես մենք կտեսնենք, որ ամենաս ատլիտները, որ հային անուն ունին և ուրիշ ասկերու համար գխանգոր, են մենք ինչ ուրախ ենք, որ հուրիին ամերգայեն մեր հայերեն գրգեցինք, ինքը կնաց, են աղջիկը ամեն չանքը տապեց, որ աղորնը և Just իրեն համար շատ ուրախ ենք եւ ցեզի առ համար ինչ գնան գսել ցեզ մեն ինչ ուրախ ենք որ դեսնենք աշչապ մինչե ֆայնալը հասավ Հարությանը եւ Արթուր ինչ ուրախ ենք որ ցեզի դեսնել գկալեք որ Ռիոնեք եւ մեզի մեր երակույնին համար ամեն չանք գտապեք որ մենք գնանք մեր ասկը of verbaya
Մերսի ենքել ենք ուրախ որ ուրիշ երկրում գտնվող հայերը ուրախանում են տերում են դա էլ է մեզի ոգևորում շնորհակալություն
So Harutyan երբ սիր Dustin Chorsin bitness asiga pait in jama bit lasiga what time in Rio Huri asiga gnak this now
Chorsin I think around 4:00
4:00. Okay, menga mini speed 9 gamer ga so menk tsezi we wish you the best. Amen mer inch gunakne pray and el inch bitnekne kezi amare har union. Menk amen urakh enk tsezi amar.
Norakalusun.
Merci.
Thank you guys.
Amerikam yesel enk et barkamner shat unem bolorin barevumem. Akhani aritits oktumem barevumem bolorin. բոլոր հայազգին շատ ուրախ ենք։
Մենք արծես մեր
ակ մեզ բալետ եք կանոն։
Ուշադրություններ
դարձնենք, փորձելու ենք երանգույնը բարձրացնենք։ Մեր ազգի պատիվը պահենք միշտ։
So, Andel Gnostikorn, when you guys are sitting around, what do you guys do in Rio? Inch Gnek or Rio Gnostikorn, when you're done competing, Iraruhed Gnostik, TV Gnaik, Inch Ga Rio?
So, what I can say, Veli?
I'm going to make a call upon the Gang hangestanang. Հետաձգում կնայենք մրցումների ավարտից հետո նոր Ռիոն կփորձենք տեսնենք ինչ լավ տեղեր ունի մի խոսքով այտենց.
Right.
Ավելի շատ պարապմունքներին ենք նայում.
Okay, guys, thank you very much. Շաշնագալեմ, and again, we'll be watching with everything.
Merci.
Okay, take care. Hey, Chris, that was great. That was great. Huri's going to take a little breather. She's going to her room right now, yep. And I thought maybe we could do our little commercial.
Absolutely.
And hey, guys, I know you guys love our show, and show us a little bit of love on Amazon. Yep. On Amazon, and you go through ArmeniaProud.com. When you go through ArmeniaProud.com, it'll be on your right-hand side. Whenever you are shopping on Amazon, please click on Amazon right there from our page, though. It's got to be from our page. And then we get a little bit of love, whatever you guys buy.
And you know what? If you head over to Amazon right now, you know what they have?
Talk to me.
Soulmate Huri Agabeshian from Armenia, Olympics 16 shirts.
You're kidding.
No, Hooting for Huri shirts.
They got that
on Amazon.
So on Amazon, yeah. You can find Hooting for Huri Agabeshian.
Yep, and they even have like a red shirt that says like I heart Huri Agabeshian, but the heart is instead of a heart, it's Armenia.
Oh,
it's really cool.
That is beautiful.
So
that is
beautiful.
You can
buy it all on Amazon. Hit the Amazon banner on ArmeniaProud.com first.
Well, perfect. Sounds like a winner to me. Hey, Chris, we've got Huri back on.
We're back with Huri.
She came back. Hey, Huri, how are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I'm so honored to have you on the show. And you know what? When I text messaged you in Armenia, and I said, you know what? Maybe Huri needs something that I could bring back because I'm in Armenia and this Olympic Center is like two blocks away. And I'm thinking, Chris, that Huri's going to say, yeah, if you could bring me this type of tape roll, sure. Or, you know, like a different Yerakuin type of the Armenian color type of tape they put on. She goes, actually, if you could pick up the opening ceremony outfit. I'm like, oh my god, the opening ceremony outfit I'm gonna be bringing back to America. I go, sure, I'll do it.
It's like you should be in like an armored car or something. Like that's pretty important.
I did not take my eye off. I had like a brace, like the police bracelets and stuff hooked onto my Nike bag. I did not.
Motion's 11.
And the wife tells me, hey, can you take the box off and just put the shoe? I go, no, that may hurt the shoe. Yeah. We're going to keep the box too. So it was unbelievable. I'm glad. I knew once I got it to you, I was like, oh, thank God it's to you, Huri. So I'm glad it all worked out.
I was so glad that you texted me and asked me if I needed anything. I mean, it was perfect. I got it just in time. I mean, I had every fear that I had was that my opening ceremonies outfit was one going to be forgotten. So I was like, well, I need it in my possession. Two, that it was going to be too big. And so these things actually would have happened because my coach, Levon, who was here with me or who met me here, his opening ceremonies uniform was forgotten.
Oh, you're kidding.
And, yeah. And when I received the opening ceremonies uniform, which actually it came very nicely, so I very much appreciate that you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And took such good care of it. It was huge. My shoes were like I couldn't even wear them; they were too big, so I had to go shopping and buy new shoes.
I thought those shoes were big.
My outfit was too big, so I like immediately got it tailored. But everything worked out very smoothly. I was so happy to have it in my possession. And thank you for going out of your way and pulling, you know, like a James Bond to get it to me back here.
That was how it worked too, because like I said, I was thinking you were going to say, yeah, can you bring me a roll of this tape or something in the lines of that. But when you said opening ceremony,
I was like, the big job.
I forgot everything that I'm doing now in Armenia. That's my number one focus now.
You know what? How awesome though. So like afterwards, are you able to hang on to that, like your outfit from the opening ceremonies? Like, or does that have to, like, does that stay with you or do you have to return
it?
Yes.
Nope. It stays with me.
Man, how awesome. How neat is that? Like to have forever, framed or something?
Absolutely. I mean, I have so many mementos that I'm planning on framing. Like, I don't think a wall is going to be empty in my house because it's all just going to be framed with a whole bunch of stuff.
I mean, what an experience. I mean, like I was thinking about this. If you think about it over the history of our lifetimes, like you know, as opposed to the rest of the population of the world, how few people ever are able to participate in the highest level in the world of sports in the Olympics.
Yeah.
How huge that is and what an honor. It's like, I can't even imagine, like, you know, with a history of, you know, being involved in sports and athletics.
Well, it's not even over there because I'm going to bring up something that she achieved that's unbelievable too.
It's just like, I cannot express how huge of, you know, congratulations that you deserve. It's a massive achievement.
Thank you so much. I mean, it really, truly is an honor to be here. I mean, the best of the best athletes are here, and to say that I'm among them is truly just, I can't even put words to it. It's overwhelming, and I'm so proud to be here. I'm so proud to be a part of Team Armenia, and it's a pleasure being here.
Now, you did not finish in the medal round or anything like that, but you added something to this, Houri, that you'll live longer than the people that did get a gold medal. I mean, honest to God, you created a move that Chris, we're going to have this up on our Toast Armenia site.
It's going up.
And this is called, folks, there's a move called the Gebeshihan. And that is now your signature move for forever. What is that? Eternal?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my skill. I it's forever going to be in the rule book, which is called the Code of Points in gymnastics. and so, I mean, my goal here to compete at the Olympics was, one, to bring female gymnastics for Armenia back on the stage. Or on the stage, actually. I mean, I'm the first female gymnast to do this. And then I also, you know, thought, you know what? What about permanently putting my name into the books and putting my name in history?
Oh my god.
And so I invented a skill, and this past couple of months I perfected it, and I hit it, and I did it awesome in competition, and I forever have my skill named after me on the bars.
Well, I have to say, I watched it like 3 times, and I'm not even able to wrap my head around how that happened.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
I bet it is.
Now, how did you tell your Armenian coach, hey, I got this move, that I'm going to do this on my own. I can't explain it to you. Just go along with it. I think it's going to put me on the map, too. So how did you convince him that you were going to do this? Or was he kind of like a laid-back type of coach to, hey, you do your thing. You've been working this in America. I'm just here to support you.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how he is. He's very laid back. He is very supportive of everything I've been doing. Like I said before, I have been training myself, like in the gym, doing my own thing for the past, you know, 2 years, trying to make this Olympic dream a reality. And when I texted him a couple of months ago, and I said, hey, you know what? This is my new goal. Now that, you know, I've qualified to the Olympics, I want to have a skill named after me, and this is what I'm going to be doing. And he was like, okay, sure, like, go for it. I mean, there's nothing to lose. So do what you want, put your heart out there, and accomplish your dreams. So he was very, very supportive of it. And when he saw it, because the first time he saw it was here at the Olympic Games in practice, he was really impressed and really, really excited about it.
Wow.
I understand why. Yeah. We've got one of your fans. She's a gymnast too, Maya Demirchian. And she
has a question that she sent to me. What's the difference between the college and the Olympic gymnastics?
So it's actually totally different. Collegiate gymnastics and elite international gymnastics is what the Olympic gymnastics is. They have two different sets of rules, I guess you would say. And it's just a different organizing committee. The transition usually goes, like you climb the levels as you get older, and then you peak and go international elite, and then you go to college and like transition to different codes. I took a very untraditional route. A couple of other people have done it my way, where they went to college and then decided to go international elite. But it's just, it's a different atmosphere. It's a team thing in college. And here in an elite, for me specifically, I mean, it was very independent. You could have a team, like Team USA has an amazing team. But it's all the same type of gymnastics. You're just doing gymnastics for a different purpose, I guess you could say.
Now, when we were watching you perform, like I said to the guys, the scores have been really tight. They've been really conservative, and even the announcers here are saying, I can't believe they're throwing deductions on this and that. And I thought there were a couple that you did that were just so, I mean, it looks stellar. I don't know how they even deducted any points. Are you seeing that as well?
Thank you. It's the Olympic Games, so they're going to be very tight. They're going to be looking for every single thing and looking for perfection. Me personally, I did the best routines I possibly could, and I'm very happy with my performances. I'm happy with my scores. I know the crowd was not very happy with my score on floor. But that was actually a pretty decent score for me. I had a penalty for absolutely no reason.
No reason.
So my coach Levon, I asked him, I was like, hey, there's a penalty here. Like, what's going on? And he was like, I'll find out. Don't worry about it. So he went up, he put in an inquiry where you fill out the form and say, hey, you calculated this incorrectly, fix it. And if you're wrong, you actually owe the Gymnastics Federation $300.
Money, yeah.
Yes.
I read this. It's crazy. You have to
but
pay
if you're
money.
Correct, yeah, if you're correct, then it just gets changed and you get to keep your money. So at first I said, Levon, like, it's okay. Like, you don't have
I don't want to waste like, $300, Levon.
And he was like, no, it's the principle. We are going to get this correct. So he went out there, and I guess the line judge that pays attention to if you go out of bounds or stay in bounds,
right,
said that I was out of bounds. And I definitely did not go out of bounds. And so they replayed it, and they looked at the video, and I did not go out of bounds. So I got my 1/10 back.
Wow. Is that really
big?
You do
not pass go, you do not owe $300.
Right.
I do not owe $300. Thank goodness. Woohoo.
Does that make a big difference like that, 1/10 of a point?
I mean, people win or lose by tenths of points. Not so much anymore because the code, the points are a little bit different, but every tenth matters. For me specifically, I wasn't near kind of medal contention, but it's, again, the principle
exactly
of doing the best you can and getting what you deserve.
And hopefully Levon had $300 laying in his wallet as well. That would help.
I know, that's what I said. I was like, where is the $300 coming from?
No, and let's back this up. Opening ceremony, I took the picture out of my TV and I put it on Toastar Armenia. I mean, you look like you had solved the world's problems. I mean, you were so happy, and it was unbelievable. And we got so many views. I mean, so many clicks on that. And I tell you what, where you have been, social media on Armenian site, everyone's talking about you. It's outstanding that now finally you might have brought some new thing on this whole Armenian scene with the gymnastics.
Well, and that's the goal. I'm really, really happy that it's kind of went viral, and there's all these people that are noticing me, but more specifically noticing Armenia and women's gymnastics. Being in the opening ceremony, it was amazing. It was truly an honor. And I was waiting. There's like a huge gate that opens where you, you know, walk out and then walk into the stadium. And I was waiting there and I, you know, was nervous. I didn't know what to expect. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm actually doing this. I'm actually here. And when I finally walked out, I just saw the crowd and the Olympic rings and everything. And I said, I'm here. I've done it.
Bravo.
This is, you know, I deserve this and I'm so proud to be here. And I just tried to soak it all in. I mean, I had a smile plastered on my face the entire time. It was amazing. It really, really was.
You know what? All the love to you on this, because you work. I mean, you found time for all this, and you made it. You made it happen. It's unbelievable. You think about it, Chris. I mean,
it is.
She works full time. She does this. She does that.
And at one of the most prestigious medical centers in the world, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I know. Incredible. That's insane.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I am a physician assistant. I work for the Cleveland Clinic. I work in the Department of Surgery. I absolutely love my job, and they have been so supportive of my dream of being an Olympian. But yeah, it has been a challenge. It has been a challenge, you know, going to work, working a 24-hour shift, taking a 3-hour nap, and then heading straight to practice. But it's all been worth it. I mean, I can finally say I've accomplished my dream. Yeah. I feel accomplished. I feel relieved. And, you know, everybody's asking me, what am I going to do now? And first thing I do, I land back in Cleveland, and I'm off to work the next day. So wow. I'm back helping in the operating room, delivering babies the very next day. So
wow, that's exciting, delivering babies. Wow, that's at least a happy job.
Yeah, what I do. It is a very happy job. I love it.
When you were doing your events and so forth, what team were – I guess you were kind of – talking with the American team much more, or how was that? You had to be socializing with one of the teams out there. Was it the American team?
Well, so the U.S. team was not in my session. I actually became very good friends with the girls that were in my group, because we were all just individual athletes from all different countries. Mm-hmm. And so we just band together and were really, really supportive of each other. And we were a really, really great group. I had Russia and Italy in my competition arena when I was competing. So I snuck a peek at them while I was competing. But mostly my group, we became really close and tight, and I was cheering them on. But for the rest of the competition, I'm definitely going to be cheering on Team USA because they are pretty dominant here.
Now, you mentioned the Russian team. There's an Armenian that's on the Russian team. Did she talk to you at all? Did you guys
tell me
about that?
So her name is Seda Tutkalyan. She is an awesome little gymnast on the Russian team. I talked to her a little bit. She speaks a little Armenian. She speaks Russian, which unfortunately I don't speak, and no English.
Oh, I know.
So we had just a very basic conversation, but she was very sweet. She signed my shoes. I don't know if you saw this, but my sister bought me a pair of shoes that are like Rio edition Jordans, and she said, "Try and get as many signatures on these shoes as you can." And Seda was nice enough to send my shoes, so that was really great. And we took a picture together. So
that's a great idea.
It's cool to see another Armenian out here.
No, and was she kind of supporting you while you were out there doing your thing and so forth? Was she looking at you?
I mean, I don't know. I hope.
Yeah,
so.
That's a crazy question. So. No, but that's kind of cool because, you know, on the social media aspect right now, you're seeing all these other Armenians representing all different countries. And you know what? I kind of have a mixed emotion about that. I'm very happy that they're Armenian. But you know what? I'd love to see them representing Armenia. And we don't know the background of any of that. But it's good to see Armenians supporting one another throughout the whole world. And they're all down there in the Olympics. So it's great.
Definitely. And, I mean, we have a great team here. We have 33 total athletes competing for Armenia.
That's substantial.
So
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So right now, so what do we do? When we get back to Cleveland now, are we thinking about 4 years from now, or is it too early? What's our game plan? Are we going to take it step by step, or are we going to be coach? Have we talked anything like this, or I'm just jumping the gun, ain't I?
Yeah. Jumping the gun, definitely. Like I said, first thing I'm going to do is go back to work. But I'll have to figure out what my new norm is, at least for a little bit. I don't know. I'll definitely take a break. I don't know if I'm completely over, but I feel very accomplished and I feel at ease and happy with my athletic career. So, I don't really know, but we'll just have to see.
What a beautiful ride.
Man,
what a beautiful ride.
I know I want to be involved in Armenian gymnastics forever and really keep encouraging us to continue bringing female athletics. So that's going to be a very big goal of mine from now on.
Well, for what you got one for sure in the Midwest, Mia Demirchian. I mean, she's been working hard too, and I can't wait to – you know, have her talk to you again, and you become a role model. It's beautiful.
Thank you. I hope so. I hope people are looking up to me and kind of following my footsteps.
Okay, so Houri, when's the closing of this? Are you still going to be there on the what is the last day of the Olympics?
Closing ceremonies.
Closing ceremonies. That's it.
Yes, the closing ceremonies are the 21st of August, I think. And yes, I'll be here. I'm staying the entire time. So
beautiful.
Just trying to soak it all in.
And about the other stuff, the health stuff, everything's been taken care of down there. Are they looking out for you athletes with the stuff going around? And before the whole thing started, they said about the mosquitoes and so forth. But everything is, you know, what's your call on that?
Yeah, I mean, everything's been okay. I mean, our housing is very minimal. I mean, we have a bed and like disposable, everything's disposable. I think they're pretty much going to throw everything out and start over with these things being apartments when we leave. There's been some problems. Like I walked out one morning and there was a huge hole in the ceiling and like a waterfall because I think pipe
Jesus.
First, in my apartment. But you know, here and there's just little iffy things. But the Zika situation, I haven't really seen any mosquitoes. I'm not too concerned about that. The security has been very good. It's very difficult to get in and out of any of the arenas, any like the Olympic Village, for just civilians to be walking around. It's very secure, so I feel safe, which was one of my number one priorities. I wanted to, you know, I was afraid that it wasn't going to be secure, but they're doing a very good job with security. So I mean, I feel good. I think they've done a great job with what they have.
Well, I tell you what, you've definitely done a great job for us too, and you've made it exciting to watch. And God bless, Houri. I can't tell you enough how cool. All right, Houri. Well, thank you very much. And will you be giving us a little update towards the closing ceremony or anything like that?
Yeah, sure. I can. We'll definitely be in contact, and hopefully I can be on again.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much, Houri. Take care, and tell all the athletes. I know my Armenian was horrible. It was horrible, but
no, I think you did great, and they were very appreciative to be doing the interview. And
What do you think about that? Do you think our man Harutyan's got a good shot at winning this?
He has a great shot. I mean, both of them are phenomenal athletes. Artur just messed up his second vault. If he hadn't, he would have totally been in. But we're all kind of rooting for Harutyan here, and we're hoping for the gold.
One more question, Houri. Is it tougher being a little country with not so many athletes? And do the judges look harder on these type of countries, or you know, or do they look the same? I don't know. Does that make sense? Go ahead.
I mean, they're supposed to be completely like unbiased. They're just supposed to score a routine just the way the routine is. But you never know. It's a very subjective sport. But they have things in place specifically in gymnastics to make sure that the scores are correct. So I would hope that things are not elevated depending on where you're from. It's supposed to be an even field.
Right.
So.
Right.
We'll just see. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Hori. I'll let you get back to what's your day going to be like today? What are you going to do?
Today, it's a rainy day here, so I'm actually just catching up on doing some interviews. And then tonight, the men's all-around final is going to happen. So I'm going to head over to the gymnastics arena and watch to see who wins gold in the all-around for the men.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent, Hori. That's Hori Gebesian, my friends.
Thank
and,
you so much, Hori.
Yeah. Great interview again. And you know what? We'll stay in touch. God bless. And keep doing what you're doing.
I will do. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Hori.
Well, Chris, I tell you what, man. I'm ready to do the vault and all that myself now.
Hey, we are live from the Olympics. It's great.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of shows out there that are
you know what, pal?
Live
you know
Rio.
What? It's cool. Right now, I'm going to put in the application for Armenia. I don't think they have one, but you and me, synchronized swimming.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'm in. Especially if I get to walk in the opening ceremony. I'm in. I'll do whatever sport you want. Yeah. I'll be the pommel horse.
How great was that, talking to Hori
and the rest of the guys here?
We got a couple of guys, Arthur and Harutyan, and it's been amazing. It's amazing, and Harutyan's in the finals this coming
Saturday.
It's huge. I mean,
that's massive.
And, and he's so calm about it. I said, have you slept at all? And the guy said, I've been sleeping. I'm really chill. You know, that wouldn't be me, man.
No.
I would be totally freaked out.
I'm with you.
And I guess that's what makes these guys so good is that they can
just put it all aside. That's a whole nother level.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you what, Chris, there's going to be a lot of people listening to this show. And you know what? She's taken social media by storm.
I just think that it's so neat that it's highlighting Armenia, it's highlighting her, but it's also like she's forever is known now in the Olympic world as having, I mean, how many people,
a signature move.
Michael Phelps, I don't even think has a move named after him.
I know.
That's really cool.
That is amazing. Yeah. Can you see a coach for like Romania 15, 20 years later saying, hey, we're going to need to start this off with the Gebesian. We're down 0.2 of a point. Let's go start this off with the Gebesian.
And the most awesome part about it is everyone would be like, oh, okay, I know what that is. I'll go start the Gebesian. That's so cool.
Or it could be a real tough move there. Oh, not the Gebesian. Are you kidding me? We need the Gebesian to get bail out of this?
I'm just still not sure if I got it.
Yeah, that's great, folks. And Armenia, we love you. We love you so much. And, you know what? That's what we love to see. The Yerak Queen and Hori represented it well. And God bless her. God bless all our athletes down there still trying to do something. And you know what? Even if, I'm not going to be negative. But I'm telling you right now, just seeing our flag, our tricolor, our Yerak Queen down there, It's unbelievable. And 33 athletes, my friends. 33 athletes, Chris.
That's amazing.
We didn't have 33 athletes before.
Well, especially when you watch the opening ceremonies, how many of the nations have three or four?
Yeah, or two or one. The guy, what was that guy? He was he didn't have a shirt on. All right, whatever. But in any case, hey, we're going to wrap the show up. We're going to get this out to you guys today. And hope you guys enjoy it. And stay tuned. I think it's going to be a great future shows coming up here with the flag. Our flag guy, he's a swimmer.
Well, and I was going to say, follow us on Facebook, follow Hori on Facebook to get all the updates that are, that are still happening from Rio.
And don't forget, guys, if you're done with the show, you can always catch
Armenia Nights Radio.
Armenia Heck Nights Radio,
I was about to say that. It's kind of freaking hilarious. I mean, they are you have to listen to it to understand. They are hilarious.
They're fun. They're a good group there. Four or five of these guys, they make it fun every time they're on.
Straight out of LA?
Yeah. They're out of LA too. Everyone in LA. You guys got a show over there. Also, we got lineupmedia.fm and we've got all sorts of different shows out there if you're interested in whatever we got, I mean, whatever the shows are, we got them out there from music to girl shows and all. It's amazing.
Lots of shows, almost 30 shows now all online at media.fm. So
we'll hook up with Mariam and we'll hook up with Ani on a different day. This was a special for the Olympics, so we had to get this out, and I didn't want to take any time off whoever was talking. So anyway, guys, talk to you soon. Genatsa Kisher Party. We'll talk to you later.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. Find the show online at armeniaproud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at facebook.com/armeniaproud or Twitter at armeniaproud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.